Hello and welcome to Tara's Take, a podcast with a fresh take on parenting, education, and life with kids. As a longtime educator, former preschool owner, and parent, I've spent the last two decades working with children and families in a variety of different roles and responsibilities from preschool to high school. Along the way, I've discovered there are things parents never learned that are helpful to understand, topics in education that need more discussion, and bits and elements of life with kids that should be talked about more openly. My passion is making emotional regulation and social-emotional well-being understandable, relatable, and easy to implement. I'm a big fan of using picture books. I even wrote one with a playful take on brain science called The Adventures of Team Brain. There is no cookie-cutter approach to raising children, and the information can be overwhelming. Let's tackle some of this by having some important conversations and digging into some different topics. Hello, welcome to Tara's Take, a podcast about parenting, education, and life with kids. Today's episode is about the dishwasher. Well, not exactly the dishwasher. It's about chores, responsibilities, and things like the dishwasher. But honestly, I get asked about the dishwasher so often, I thought I'd make it the theme of this podcast. Whether I'm presenting to a group or in my one-on-one work or on Facebook, I'm often asked, what is the deal with unloading the dishwasher? Why can't kids do it? And funnily enough, it is a conversation that has happened in my house. So I'm going to start there. I think a really important part of what I do here in my consulting work is in part because of my amazing husband and the shared parenting journey that we've had. I've said this before, him and I come from very different backgrounds, very different upbringing, very different countries and cultures. Although I grew up in the Middle East, he is from Lebanon. And so we had a really different life experience in terms of where our exposures, our parenting styles, and all the things. Now, one of the things that's so amazing about our dynamic is we have great communication. And as a part of that, sort of, we've been able to work through some things that then I've been able to sort of dig in on a different level. And one of them is the dishwasher. So he is a really strong advocate for building life skills with children. He has a really strong passion in our sort of family to ensure that our kids are really confident, capable adults, and that we both sort of perceive or believe that kids should be able to do a range of things, cooking, cleaning, you know, chores-based things. I'm going to be honest, I don't love the word chores. I think as soon as you say chore, negativity happens. I like the word responsibilities because we have responsibilities and not all responsibilities are fun, but they are part of the process. So maybe it's just my own mindset around the two different words, but I just feel like responsibilities speaks to we got to do this thing. And at the end, we can feel a sense of accomplishment, even if that thing was not super fun. Or chore just feels like, oh, you got to do this horrible thing. And it's something you kind of dread. Maybe that's just my take on language. But anyways, one of the things that sort of happened in this journey is my husband will come out and he'll be like, okay, it's time for the kids to do XYZ. They should be supporting you with XYZ. I've said before, my husband's a chef, so he is not home a ton. He's got really long hours. And so, but one of the funny things is I'm like, great. How do you expect that to happen? How do you expect XYZ to happen? So let's use the dishwasher because this was literally one of our conversations and it's a conversation I have a lot, right? It's the idea of, okay, our eldest needs to start unloading the dishwasher. And I said, okay, who's going to teach him the skill? Why does everything have to be a skill? And if you've been listening to my podcast, you're probably thinking the same thing. Tara, why does everything have to be a skill? Well, everything has to be a skill because we're doing things differently. We're no longer using threats or bribery or sort of harm, right? We're not doing things using punitive measures. That means we are building skills, and skill building is a much different process. It is a much longer trajectory. And yes, it does take some teaching. So it's the idea that we as parents are like mentor, guide, teachers is really sort of an integral component of modern parenting. We can't change the way we do things and not change the way we do things. Those two things don't work. And if you've caught one of my previous episodes, I do talk about this kind of more in detail in my episode about, it'll come to me, in my episode about power struggles. Sorry. Brain melt there for a second. So in my episode about power struggles, I dig into this idea, like, if you're not using punitive measures, why is this a thing? So let's take the dishwasher. If we're using the dishwasher and we're suddenly going from not doing the dishwasher or doing a few components of the dishwasher and then saying, hey, unload the dishwasher, that's a large leap. And if you think about it, if you look at the dishwasher, there's a lot of things happening in there. There's cutlery, there's plates, there's glasses. Often they have to go in different places. You need to learn how to unload them in a systematic order so that things can fit where they belong, right? So it actually can be a super overwhelming task. And one of the things that can happen, and again, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, it's not intentional. I know it's not intentional. But we kind of wait till kids are a bit older to start getting them to be responsible about things. Here's the tricky part. If you are in this zone and you're listening right now, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to take you a bit longer to get things happening, to get this ball rolling, because they're going to push back a lot. Because you're asking them to do something that they didn't have to do before. They're not super excited about it. And they have some feelings about it. And they're old enough to have some feelings about it. So one of the things that you will find is that if you have an older kid, 8+, 7+, this process is going to be a bit sort of potentially conflict driven. If you have younger kids, awesome. Get them started young. The younger you start, my kids were unloading the cutlery at around age 3. And then they had their stuff. So they had their plates and things were at their level. And we built it out. But even still, there came a stage where like one day the light switch flipped and we're like, okay, our eldest is old enough to reach all the cupboards. So they're old enough to do the whole dishwasher. Except that's a massive mental mind flip from my job is doing the cutlery to my job is now to do the whole thing. It doesn't sound like a big deal when you're an adult. You're like, what's the big deal? They're tall enough now. The big deal is the small task that we had accepted turned into a massive task that we're not super interested in and not feeling sort of super excited about doing. So how do we do this? We have to think of it as a skill. So if we're not going to like do the dishwasher without, if you don't, you're not going to have your screen, right? That whole conversation, we have to build it slowly piece by piece. So add layers, break down the components of your dishwasher or your drying rack. This is also applied to a drying rack. In other words, don't go from 0 to 1,000. And the older your child is, this sounds wild, I know. The older your child is, the more you need to break it down because you're actually building a skill that they're not at all interested in doing. So young children love to be helpful. They love to be involved. If you get them involved early and you build this process slowly, you know, building it up, you're going to have less pushback. You're a bit older, you're going to have pushback. And that's one of the tricky things about building in responsibility and waiting till kids are older to start building responsibility. Just, it's not fun. And who does like to do unfun things? I don't like doing unfun things. I mean, that's another conversation I have in the works, is this idea that we have turned childhood into being a requirement to be fun. And we've lost the idea that responsibilities can be fulfilling. That the end product, the clean bathroom, the clean kitchen can be a great feeling. And that's the fun part. But we are so focused on getting kids to do things by making everything fun. I think the responsibility unfun stuff is extra unfun. That's a conversation. We're going to put a pin in that one. Okay. So we got the dishwasher. And you can think about this for every skill. We got the dishwasher. We're going to start by layering it out. Maybe first you're going to do cutlery for a week or two. Then you're going to add cups. Then bowls, then the top rack, then the bottom rack, then the top and the bottom rack together, right? Think of this as I'm not going to do this overnight. I'm going to build this slowly over time. So instead of thinking tomorrow, my kids are going to unload the dishwasher, we're going to think in about 6 weeks or maybe 2 months, we're going to get them to the point where we're unloading the dishwasher. In the beginning, it's helpful to help. Do it together and then slowly build out the responsibilities and talk about that. Okay, we're going to work on this together to build your skills. Eventually, this is going to be one of your family responsibilities. Okay, that was a quick nutshell on like, how do we build skills for responsibility? Where do we put the expectations? I use the example of the dishwasher. We can do this in all kinds of spaces. Coming home from school, what are your expectations? Where should they hang things? And how are you breaking it down? Right? You carry your backpack, you hang it up. You carry your backpack, you unload your backpack, you hang it up, right? What do the steps look like there? So when we are thinking about introducing responsibilities and having responsibilities, how have you broken them down into smaller tasks that we can master until we get to the bigger task? Because when you present children with an overwhelming responsibility task, they do exactly that. They get overwhelmed, they push back, and it generally leads to conflict. All right, if you have any questions, drop in the comments, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. taragrado.ca/podcast. Until next time.